The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1964, NASA launched Ranger 6 to the moon, a redesigned robotic spacecraft which was equipped with cameras and no other equipment. And Ranger 6's mission was almost a success, except that its cameras fell victim to a power failure before it reached the moon. With six failed Ranger flights in a row, NASA's attempts to launch a space probe to the moon was now the subject of congressional inquiries. In 1982, one of the first computer viruses in history began circulating, infecting the boot sectors of Apple II floppy disks. Born on this day in 1925, Douglas Engelbart, who invented the computer mouse and the point-and-click graphical user interface.
Well, you can see the devices that I'm using. I use three, and they're not all standard. We have a pointing device called our mouse, a standard keyboard, and a special key set we have here. And we're going to go for a picture down in our laboratory in Menlo Park and pipe it up that'll show you from another point of view more about how that mouse works. Come in, Menlo Park.
Astrophysicist Gregory Benford was born in 1941. Christian Bale was born in 1974. Orville Wright died on this day in 1948, and the composer behind the James Bond movie scores, John Barry, died today in 2011. In 1978, having compensated for a late start by selling an early bird kit during the Christmas 1977 shopping season, Kenner finally delivered the first wave of Star Wars action figures to stores, offering nearly a dozen characters to collectors.
It's Darth Vader, watch out! And he's got a lightsaber!
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures, each sold separately.
I got you now, Ben Kenobi.
With R2-D2 and C-3PO. There's even Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Someone's coming, Chewie.
Who's there?
It's Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Darth Vader, R2-D2, C-3PO, and other Kenner Star Wars action figures, each sold separately.
The figures were scaled down to 3 3/4 inches, as the movie's vehicles were so large that they would be too expensive to produce for 12-inch figures that were the previous industry standard. But the real benefactor of this marketing bonanza was George Lucas. Since 20th Century Fox had serious doubts about the success of Star Wars prior to its premiere, they allowed Lucas to keep all toy and merchandising rights for himself. That decision made Lucas rich. In 1989, the Enterprise's doctor began aging rapidly, and the result was a Star Trek The Next Generation episode, which was a serious contender for an Emmy for Michael Westmore's aging makeup.
Have you made any progress, Doctor?
I'm afraid so, Captain. The children don't carry the disease, they are the cause.
What do you mean?
Their advanced immune system has created an antibody that changes normal DNA. The altered genes are the ones that control aging.
And why did it attack you more quickly than Dr. Kingsley?
The enclosed environment of the shuttlecraft concentrated my exposure. We're just about out of time.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the Best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.